Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
In the year 2000, at the Paris Motor Show, a very special Porsche concept car was unveiled that later became something we know as the Carrera GT. In 2010, in Geneva, another very special concept car was unveiled, the 918 concept car.
Geneva.
And in 2020, nothing was unveiled because we were in a pandemic. Hello, I'm Rachel Maddow. That was a Rachel Maddow opening to set you up for this Porsche GT1 story that we may or may not have. You might recall that several weeks ago, maybe even last week, we talked about a rumor was the word I used, but there was a source, a local dealership, Porsche, that had taken a $200,000 deposit on what they were calling the next halo car, the Porsche GT1. And then if you recall, Zuckerman, I was saying to you, you know, it's been really quiet since we announced that several weeks ago.
And then it wasn't.
And then suddenly it was in Road and Track, and now suddenly it's all over the world. Just this morning, I got a DM on Instagram. We were in some German magazine, if I can find it.
Automotor und Sport?
Auto Sport. It's good, too. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, shit.
Auto Uto.
What's that?
Auto Uto. Sport Auto.
Oh, here
Auto.
It is. Here it is. Hypercar gut bringt Porsche Vita GT1. We always like to make news here, but this is the best kind of news. We were part of Automotorsport.
Automotor und Sport.
Yeah, Automotor und Sport. You know this?
Good. Yeah,
das Gerult gestern dich nur Podcast-Volk von Spikes Car Radio Zurich, der Moderator, Spike Ferriston.
Jawohl.
Da Ju. No, anyway.
Quarter Juden.
Yeah, yeah. We were very
He's
happy.
The Nürburgring Law.
We were very happy to be picked up by Road and Track, even though they kind of, it's a little annoying. They got the story wrong, a rumor. It wasn't really a rumor. It was really a source that told us this. And, you know, it very quickly went around the world, and it finally got a response from Porsche. Car Scoops claims to have the exclusive. They don't. I'm sorry. The Porsche, let me pull this up on my phone here. Angus Fitton reached out to me shortly after the Road and Track.
Angus is he's high up.
He's high up.
Is he in the C-suite almost?
Not quite the C-suite, but he's, yeah. If for a non-German, you're talking to a big macher, you know.
What was that little dingy? Oh, that's
that
good.
That was in your head, Ferriston.
Hi, Spike. My name is Angus Fitton. I work in PR department of Porsche Cars North America, and I'm afraid there are no immediate plans for a car of this kind. You mentioned it in the podcast that you weren't sure who to verify the story with. If you have any future questions in the future, I'd be happy to help you. Best regards, Angus.
Yeah.
Angus, all right? That didn't exactly convince me that there isn't going to be a Halo car. Knowing what we know, that in 2000, and then in 2010, and then 2020, nothing happened because nothing happened in 2020. So it would make sense something would happen in 2021. Not yet, Johnny. One question I wrote back. Why has Porsche accepted a $200,000 deposit for the new GT1 from a customer? I have confirmation from the salesman. The deposit has been accepted, and the dealership has been told about the car. Good question, Spike.
Good question.
Good question. But Porsche PCNA hasn't accepted a deposit, neither has PAG centrally. And as far as we are aware, we don't know who that dealer is. Wouldn't be hard to figure that out, guys, because we said it in the podcast. But you could track it down if you wanted to. And let's see, meaning we're limited in our ability to clarify what's occurred and what they're basing it on. I've spoken to my colleagues in Zuffenhausen, and they are similarly unaware, and agreed that no such car is planned in the, and this is the phrase I was looking for again, immediate future.
Immediate.
Now, I sent him that little ping because I wanted him to use that phrase again, because I thought that gets him out of everything, right, Zuckerman? Mm-hmm. Put your phone down and let's talk now.
I'm listening to you. It's in the immediate future. That's a non-term.
It's a non-term, right? It's a term of art?
It's a term of vagary.
Right.
Everything's a term. Everything in that's a term of vagary.
So here's what I wrote back to him
convincing.
After making a few calls to our source. The GM of the dealership was told about the car by a contact in Germany, similarly vague. I'm told the check is with the dealership but made out to PCNA, and this is all they know. And then I followed up with some more stuff. You know, maybe here's what he wrote. Either way, it's a bit of mystery. If you need to check anything in the future, I'd be happy to help you. Best regards. But this is a case of crossed wires, perhaps. I wrote maybe, maybe not, because last time we heard a rumor about a track-focused car called the 935, and then, well, a few weeks later, we were the first ones to have the story, and they also denied that. True?
True.
True, right?
True.
But I'm not going to say that I trust this source, because, you know, we all know who it is, and he was backpedaling today and making all sorts of excuses. However, his timeline for a Halo car is...
Well, I'd like to see his DMs. But no, the biggest key to the whole thing is August. August, right. What's August?
And that he backed off of. But
yeah, but August is Pebble Beach,
right,
and the New York Auto Show the day after Pebble Beach. So two huge opportunities.
So if you look at where these cars were debuted, one in Paris, the next one in Geneva, where nobody seems to be doubting that they are going to be making something. It's just that...
What is it?
Yeah, what is it,
I think Pebble would make the most sense if you're going to debut a big high-dollar Porsche. And that's in August, right? That's going to be the 15th of August or a couple days before that. So I think it's pretty true. And then also the fact that he got in touch with you means it's 100% true. Like, if it wasn't true, they wouldn't waste it.
If they're going to make a flying car, you're not going to hear from Angus, in other words.
Yeah. So it's the fact that he reached out, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't reach out to him. He had to get on top of it.
So I wrote that response. Then I said, well, you know, care to comment? And, you know, and this was just, again, just teasing. Then care to comment on any very special 911s coming out of the GT department? We're hearing that there's something new. He went, ha, yep, but there's always something in the works, albeit perhaps not a GT1. Perhaps not a GT1. Which is what makes working for the company so exciting. So, Angus, thank you for your non-denial.
More was revealed than was not,
yes,
in my mind.
Yes. What do you think, Zuckerman? Now, I've just read you everything. What's your opinion?
Again, it's time. It is time. It is time for a Halo car, and it's time to announce something special soon. The only thing that, in my mind, when it comes to special 911s that might throw timing off a little bit is the delay in the GT3 model being delivered. They might wait a little longer than they thought they would have, than what was the original plan, given current delays.
Right. And when if there had not been a pandemic, most likely something would have been announced by now, right? They have to do something. Johnny, what do you know? Do you know anything?
I know nothing.
Closer than we are.
Nothing. I've been sitting on a beach in New Jersey for the last week. But,
well, I'm glad you... I didn't know who Angus was.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
He's the head of communications for North America.
Okay, cool.
British guy, I believe. But look, you know, Aston Martin just showed an $800,000 car, the new Valhalla. There's been a hole in the market for cars that cost about, you know, $750,000 to $1 million. Been a real serious hole there. Now's the time to strike, you know. The S&P 500 is still way up, right? That K-shaped recovery has given the extremely wealthy more extreme wealth, and they're ready to buy baubles like a GT1. So, yeah, it's a
great
time.
You have it.
Well, I just think the name is wrong. If I had to say, I'm sure Porsche's going to show some sort of hypercar, but why would you recycle GT1?
And hence there's the deniability. We have no immediate plans for a GT1. We happen to have immediate plans for something else that we haven't told you the name of.
Right. Yeah.
Wasn't the Carrera GT in some ways a GT1?
Porsche doesn't really recycle names. Although they recycled
That's
935.
Not true. The 911R.
Yeah. So they might. GT1 was just such a special.
I would guess there's a special 911 coming. And I also believe in this GT1. I mean, who wouldn't want a new GT1? What a spectacular car it is.
Amazing.
It'll debut in 2024. More or less, this is on a 10-year cycle. We know this is the plan.
Yeah, it's always been, right? Carrera GTs are what years?
2004 and 5, you know.
2004, 5, and 6, yeah. Right? And then 918s, 2013.
15.
Yeah. 15, right.
Yeah.
So it would make sense.
Yeah.
Announce it soon in the next year, and then
suck the money out of out of the punters.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Right? They're not in the business to, like, not make cars.
Well, since we're talking about 918s, our friends at Collector Cars, collectingcars.com. I do that all the time. Collectingcars.com, Chris Harris's joint. They have a Porsche 918 Spyder Weissach Hybrid Hypercar coming up. It's up right on their site right now. Go to collectingcars.com. One of 918 cars. An amazing spec. It's got the Weissach pack, full PPF. Guess what color, Zuckerman? Liquid metal silver.
Ooh, we know who likes those.
Guess how much that option was.
Oh, I know exactly how much that
option was. Don't tell him.
No, I know that was a six-figure option in and of itself.
$60,000. Five, exactly.
Okay, figures.
Here's another one. It's got a cup holder in it. Guess how much that option is. Johnny, you want to guess that one?
$800.
$949.
You win. Door number three opens. There's a goat in there for Lieberman.
This 918 Spyder Weissach Hybrid Hypercar has only 4,700 miles. This only. Is a big auction for them. It's going to reach around the world, and if you're looking for a Porsche 1918 Spyder, you need to go to Collecting Cars right now and bid. No ordinary auction, no ordinary cars. I was just on their site. I have to do everything. By the way, we're on the porch at Bill's here, so if it's noisy, that's what's going on here, and I don't have my computer in front of me. I'm doing everything with my phone, so forgive me if I'm fumfering. I was on collectingcars.com and they had this great car. Look, a Porsche 917K Junior. A little 917.
Okay, I dare you to buy. I'm going to buy that for you if you'll drive it on PCH.
It only goes 28 miles an hour.
Well, so does PCH.
Sunday morning. Capable of speeds up to 28. That's my Sondors is faster than that. I would do it. If you want to get it, what's 6,000 pounds? It's getting up there. But look how beautiful that is.
It's great.
And you can spec it out.
Phenomenal.
Anyway. Yeah. Go to collectedcars.com. Check it out. We love them. Buy your cars. It's free to list. It's not free to buy, though. Go ahead, Johnny.
Question
what do you
for
got?
You two. Yeah. As known, esteemed, established Porsche collectors. Have you guys ever thought about 918s?
Yeah.
Zuckerman came close.
And Jerry screwed me out of a 918. He said, don't get that car. And I didn't get the car. And then lo and behold, he got the car.
That's how it works.
And you know what was funny? Time being.
Wait, he got that car?
No, not the same one I was going to get, but I didn't think he was going to get one. You recall when Auto Gallery was in existence, they were frightened that this car was going to be a dud. They had been taking $200,000 deposits. They came to me and said, look, if you want this 918, we'll give you one of our allocations for $100,000. And they had talked to The finance, the Porsche finance company, I would have something like a 15-year loan, and I would have been paying. It would have worked.
I remember
out
the payment that Dean offered you was $25,000 a month.
No,
yes, it was.
It wasn't. I'd have to go back.
I remember. I go, Dean, what's the monthly? If Dean's monthlies were like $3,500 for a normal 911, Zuckerman, it was way up there. And I remember going, dude. $25,000
a month
to lease it?
No, they stretched it. No, it was a purchase, and they had stretched it. I don't think it was that much. We'd have to ask him. He'd have to go back into his books.
But we were talking about this. We were talking about how the 918 wasn't really a big hit when they announced it.
Right.
It started off very slowly.
People were scared off because of the hybrid part of it.
Right.
They didn't get it. They didn't get what a sweet engine it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Because once you drove that thing, it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, what an engine.
Yeah, it was very new technology.
Can I want to ask a question to Liebman might understand this and be able to answer this. What is this Porsche Rimac Bugatti thing that's going on? Have you seen this announcement?
Yes, that Porsche, Rimac, and Bugatti are together forming some sort of entity.
Yeah, it's called Bugatti. And it's not Rimac. It's pronounced Rimac or something.
Right.
It's a
Croatian.
Croat word.
What's
yeah.
it called?
It's like Rimac. But
okay, well,
yeah, so basically they sold.
Rimac.
They sold or they
40
moved money
some odd
around.
Percent to this guy, right?
Yeah, more than that. But then Porsche owns like some odd percentage of Rimac. So
25%.
Volkswagen Group still owns Bugatti. But yeah, now it's called Bugatti Rimac or whatever it is.
How does that affect the brand?
Yeah, are Hugely. They? I guess the simple yeah. question he's trying to ask is, are they making one car now, or are they just making different cars with different...
We don't know. My best guess is that you're going to see a hybrid first, so the next Bugatti model after all the Chirons are built. And by the way, they only have like 50 Chirons left to build. So that's how they do it, right? With the Veyron, they were going to do 450 Veyrons, and it took them X number of years to build them all. They're doing 500 Chirons, and I think they only have like 50 left or something. Wow. And then once that's done, that model's done, so then they have to have a new model. So it's probably going to be a hybrid. My best guess is you drop the turbos off of the W16, so you have an 8-liter naturally aspirated, high-ish revving 16-cylinder motor, and then you have Rimac's motors provide the torque fill. And
Rimac.
Yeah, so you'll have, you know, it'll be close to 2,000 horsepower hybrid. They might leave the turbos on, but I think at that point, just, why not just take them off and go for the NA?
What is this Rimac company known for?
They have this thing out now
almost
called...
almost
killing a short British car journalist.
That's right.
They have a new car out called the Nevera. I believe is how it's pronounced. It's never A is how it's spelled. It's a 1998 or something horsepower electric super thing. It does a quarter mile in 8.6 seconds. And it's insane. Yeah, it's just like, supposedly it handles brilliantly. And the guy's like 33.
Yes, he's very young.
Mate Rimac or whatever.
Yeah, I was supposed to interview him. I don't know what happened. They reached out to me. I said, yeah, anytime. And then they, as frequently as they do, they just stopped talking for some reason.
He's been busy.
Apparently for this press release, this young man was there, and some of the brass for Porsche was there, but nobody from Bugatti participated in that call except for some sort of a PR flag.
Who is there from Bugatti that's notable?
I mean, Winkelmann left, right? So I don't even know who's running Bugatti at this point.
Yeah,
I should
know.
I'm sure I've met him. But and then, like, there's Cedric Davies, but he's North America. So anyways, yeah, so they're just going to, they're going to electrify Bugatti. But I think what is appealing about Bugatti is not the fact that it has, like, a gazillion horsepower, because now everything can have that much.
Right.
It's the fact that it has 16 cylinders. It's still the only 16-cylinder left. And, if you have electric motors provide the torque fill, go NA. Go to a naturally aspirated 16-cylinder. You raise the compression ratio, the thing revs, it'll sound insane. Spit all kinds of fire, and then it makes enough horsepower to be competitive with all the other supercars.
Do you think this is really a way to spell the end of Bugatti? Does it really make sense to have a car that guzzles gas like this and has this kind of carbon footprint and is so wasteful?
I mean, they only, again, over like a decade, they're going to build 500 cars. So like, they can be even more wasteful, and it wouldn't make a difference because it's, all things considered, 500 vehicles is nothing, but it's such a strong brand, and the customers are so loyal, the customers are so over the top, And then also the customers, remember the typical Bugatti customer owns, I think, 68 vehicles plus three boats. I forget how many houses and a couple of airplanes.
The typical.
So you want to, yeah, the typical.
And a mattress company.
Typical. Yes.
I know that guy. But, you know, so you want these people to remain your customer, right? So you got to keep them, but, you know, you don't want to really spend the money to keep developing it. So you... And again, also, is Porsche or Volkswagen Group just moving money around the company? Yes, you know, because they basically own Rimac or whatever it's pronounced, and they still own Bugatti and blah blah blah. But anyways, it's cool. They're giving it to this 33-year-old guy. I think it's great. I what else are you gonna do with a Bugatti?
So Zuckerman, I did Instagram Live last night
and
was chatting with everyone. They said hello to you both. We have so many friends and fans from the South. We were talking to Louisiana. We spoke to Iran, this guy who got up very early just to come and chat with us. But more than a couple of them want to know about your new purchase, the car you have here with you tonight. Set it up and then give us your driving impressions because everybody wants to know how it is. Okay. Go ahead. Tell them
so
what it is.
You know, I recently purchased what is known as a 1990 Mercedes-Benz 190E 2.5 16 valve Evolution 2. It definitely had the longest name of any car at that time and maybe until now. This is a four-door 190 that was competing in the German manufacturer's Cup or
DTM.
And what year is this car?
Well,
I know nothing about
it. This is a 1990.
And, 1990.
And through the 80s, and particularly the late 80s, BMW was really dominating that race with the E30 M3 and the various iterations of that. Mercedes tried to combat BMW with the Cosworth-built 2.3-liter engine. And their last version that they did was this 1990 2.5. This is the final iteration. It's the best, and it's the one that finally took the crown from BMW.
It's so 90s, kind of small, but it's got that really cool... Is it a wing? What do we call that?
A flugel. A flugel, yes.
It's very cool. It's taken me a little while. At first, I looked at it, and I went, I don't even know how to even approach this thing. But today, you came over this morning. I made you a lovely espresso on your way out to Malibu. And when I looked at the car, I went, oh, I'm starting to like it. I still don't have a reference point for it. But what is it? It's a manual gearbox?
It's a manual. It's a G50 that's set
really?
Up. It's a G50 that's set up as a dog leg. So you got first down and to the left because you're
going
to roll between second and third mostly, which is much more effective.
Oh, fun.
And G50s of that era, when you're going up from third to fourth, it's a 50-yard pass. It's a long,
what does it drive like? Compare it to something that I would know, even though I'm sure it has a unique signature.
Well, I don't know if you took my Evo 2 BMW, the 1989.
I did drive that, yeah.
Okay, so what you've got is a four-cylinder, a big four-cylinder engine that revs very freely. By today's standards, it's not fast off the line, but it's not necessarily slow.
Uh-huh.
This engine, particularly for a Mercedes, revs so quick and so freely. And it's got, you get up to about 4,000 RPM, and you hit that torque, and you hit that power band, and the engine is just singing. And the steering, oh my God, the steering is wonderful. That hydraulic setup, that rack, it's fantastic. What I don't have sorted out, so I can't give the final opinion, it's got a self-leveling suspension. That's SLS in Mercedes terminology, self-leveling suspension. It's got hydraulic setup on front and back, unlike any of the other 190s. And it's got a three-level toggle switch in the car. Unfortunately, it was sent to me cattywampus, so the front is sitting high right now.
Cattywampus?
Yeah, cattywampus.
How do you make the adjustments? They're not automatic. How do you adjust the car for what conditions? Do you hear what I'm saying?
Well, there's a toggle switch inside.
Yeah, why are you raising and lowering it?
For bad road pavements and bad conditions, you've got a high level. So it's going to keep you higher off the ground. You won't maybe knock off your oil pan sump. And then you've got your regular setting, medium. And low would be for a very, very smooth track where you're not going to...
How many of these cars are there?
502, two of which were prototypes, 500 to the public.
Wow. It's funny because it's over your shoulder right now, and I'm watching these teenagers walk by and take pictures of it. Kids seem to know what it is.
And that's really what's crazy is I was driving out to Malibu today. The guys in their early to mid-20s hanging out the window, losing their mind. So unexpected. So unexpected.
That's unexpected, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's an Evo.
Look, in this country, it's so rare. Look, turn around. Look at this kid.
And the
he just came back for a second look.
The coolest part is the Cosworth engine. So if you're not familiar with Cosworth, they did a ton of stuff in England. But these days, like that singer, the DLS, Cosworth did the engine. The Valkyrie is Cosworth. I think that Gordon Murray thing is going to be a Cosworth V12. So they really are these free revving, high revving engine masters. You know, so
it's a fantastic engine. And when you're underway, obviously I haven't. I tried to drive it on Sunset, but with the front end up a little too high, I was getting too much body roll, and it was sloppy. Not fun.
The problem's going to be too, like hydraulics back in 1990 aren't what they are today, right? So sorting out's going to be a nightmare. But once it's done,
well, that's the thing is that it came when it came over, they sent it to the Classic Center, and the Classic Center, I can't say if what they did, I don't know. They're willing to work on it, but I think. I called over to, L&M on Santa Monica Boulevard and Federal, and I spoke to Ludwig, and he laughed when I told him what it was, and he said, no, I won't do that, but call Herbert. And Herbert's over at Santa Monica. Remember old Herbert?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello. Hello, Zuckerman. Welcome to my party. Yeah.
I have a firecracker, boy.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. And Herbert... Dear Herbert, he knows these cars, but I said to him,
must dine with Herbert.
No, I must.
First we eat.
Basically, Herbert said, I'm very busy. Call next week. Maybe I take, maybe not. And so that will be the situation.
But the Classic Center is good, and I know all the dudes down there. I can get.
I
you
spoke
in touch
with a guy,
them.
Jeff Coat, who was great.
Okay, yeah.
Are they more expensive?
Oh yeah. Classic Center. Oh, yeah.
But you know what's interesting?
But you're going to pass those savings on to Stu, the angry car guy.
Stu Carpenter was very gracious. Stu Carpenter said that. Of course, he said he hoped that the work that was done at the Classic Center was warranted.
Yes.
And I have a feeling the work they did was fine.
He's Copley Motor Cars. He's the gentleman who sold the car to you and a friend of ours.
Fantastic guy.
Yeah,
fantastic.
We like him.
I recommend
good Land Rovers.
Yeah,
lots of good Ferraris on that site.
Yes. And very nice he is.
He was the angry car guy, and now we call him the friendly car guy. He has since changed his tune, but you know the story that I used to call him up while we were writing B-Movie. We would call him every day and get him to yell at us just by asking too many questions. He had no idea we were sitting in the room. It was Seinfeld and myself, and turns out he's another friend of our friends, car dealer friends, and now
good
we're
guy.
Buddies. Hello, hey. Stu.
Hello,
we're saying
Stu.
Hello to you.
We're giving you a shout out.
There's
one, another
but
one.
God damn it! Make sure the suspension works.
Yeah, for fuck's sake!
Come on, Stu.
You know, okay.
When you're just like everybody else, Stu.
Old hydraulics are just—they're just hard. It's just a hard.
Well,
thing.
Any car you get requires a little bit of sorting.
Yeah, but
generally,
hydraulics
it's rare.
Is such a black art. You know?
It
black
is. Art.
You're right.
Solenoids, actuators, and then
look. There's more teenagers. Like, now they're growing. More teenagers around your car. This is wild.
You know, of course.
By the way, everyone listening, these are 32-year-old teenagers.
Yeah. No. Those
really
are teenage boys. Look, check them out. I took a picture.
Let me check out the teenage boy.
They're now three. There were two there. These are.
Yeah.
Do you want me to age check them?
No, you don't have to.
That kid that I'm looking at is 14 or 15.
No,
there's a
oh,
teen.
18, 19. I'm going to say 18,
that's
19.
A teenager.
Yes, that is a teenager. But Ferris, when I get this sorted out, you will love the
I
way
like it.
The engine rev and the way they set up the G50. They really differentiated from the 911. There's a notchiness to it. It's really a fun gear shift in the Benz.
Because it probably has metal bushings instead of the plastic synchros, you know? So it probably just feels like extra manly to kind of row the gears.
It's really fun.
Awesome.
And it really gets ahead of steam. I'm really enjoying it. And Mercedes quality. And so what you'll know, we should do a back-to-back
Evo drive.
The BMW is the sweetest car, but you can feel build quality difference. You can feel price difference. It's
sure.
remarkably
sure.
different
sure, sure,
car.
Sure. the Mercedes being better.
Yes, of course, being a Mercedes. And the BMW being a BMW of that era, which was a cheaper car.
And the BMW probably weighs 500 pounds less, probably. Even though they're the exact same size. It's just not made from iron ore.
Steel.
You know what? Steel. The sun is out, and the bums are out. And hopefully your pubes are not out. So I'm reading this ad as you wrote it, Zuckerman. I'm just going to read it exactly how you wrote it.
Thank you.
Also, flip-flop season is upon us, and you're out here with those post-pandemic toenails. I got news for your Manscaped. It's now no longer post-pandemic. But don't worry. Our friends at Manscaped have you covered. They just launched their fourth-generation performance package with their Shears, 2.0 nail grooming kit. Join Manscaped Movement by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code SPIKE911. My name, my favorite car. And then it says in red, do not read. Host to talk about a time when he's hurt his balls while trimming below the waist, or a funny ball trimming story. And how Manscaped has helped your confidence? ? What's funnier than the sentence you wrote, Manscaped? Because that's pretty good. Are there that many hosts that have funny ball injuries?
I mean, it happens. You know.
What's funnier than just hurting your balls trimming hair off it? I mean, I tripped. Then I slipped on a banana peel and fell into a pie. I'm going to read your red sentence. I'm sorry. In any case, don't let that happen to you. Get your performance package 4.0, which includes the new lawnmower 4.0. I think I have the 3.8. I want the 4.0. Like GT3s, the 4.0
I need
is
the 4.0.
Best.
If they're
I
listening.
Need an RS 4.0.
You guys want them? I will get you these
things. I need
them.
Look at me.
I do love mine. I use mine all the time. And the one I have, which I think could be the 4.0, has the addition of the light. And it really is fantastic. And I
How
do it for myself.
How about a laser hair burner for your urine
soaked pubes?
This
4th generation trimmer features it's not urine in my pube, it's in his beard.
Someone else's
urine. By the way, I
looked
for a swab to try to swab your beard, and I've narrowed it down to labs, but every time I do it, it's like I'd have to swab 100 beards. I have to buy a group.
What? It's a beard. Everyone has a beard.
We know what's in it.
There's stuff
in
there.
I don't need to send it to a lab. I'll prove
really
it.
The number one thing
it.
We
Fecal
found
feces.
Semen.
I mean, you know.
All right,
just
come
say,
on, back on track. Hold on.
I see it moving in there.
I don't.
Worms.
Semen. Worms and worms.
Old, you know, guys. Old pennies, gum wrappers. Everything was in the beard.
There's two kinds of people.
The DNA of a missing student.
There's two kinds of people that don't have beards. Women and children. I just want to put that out there.
It's
food. I know some women with beards.
We've just lost Manscaped. They said it was impossible, but we've just lost Manscaped. Anyways.
Goodbye. Go hang out with Blue Chew at the corner.
Manscaped is going to give you two free gifts with their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers. Ooh, I would wear those. And the Shed Travel Bag, which I have. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. Here's all you do. 20% off free shipping. The code SPIKE911 at Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com and use the code SPIKE911. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping. We love you, Manscaped. They just bought the show for the rest of the year, too.
Fantastic.
That's it.
Thank
Only
you.
Two ads this show. But, boy, yeah, our sponsors love us. Who was the guy? We thought we upset someone last
Harry's.
Week.
We thought Harry's. We lost Harry's.
I think they bought the show, too. we're doing all right. Everybody, we love Harry's. In fact, somebody DM'd me. Their Harry's kit that they just got, and they were enjoying the Can-Am style shaving experience that I had. But
nice.
Johnny Lieberman was just on vacation. He was in New Jersey.
Yes.
He was on Fire Island.
Cherry Grove.
Draw your own conclusions.
I was on Sea Isle, and then we went to Fire Island.
But you came here in a very cool car.
Yeah.
Is that something you're reviewing? Long as we're talking about Mercedes, tell us what you have today.
It's the new S-Class. It's the S580. Ooh. I've had it less than 24 hours. Yeah, 580.
That's never been used designation, I don't believe.
It's a new one. They started using it. They started using 580s for all the... It used to be the 550, now it's the 580, and the 600s are all now 650s. You always have to have a bigger number for the new model, even though it's a carryover engine. But, yeah. It's a great S-Class.
It looked lovely. I thought it was a Maybach edition.
It's not. The Maybach is even longer. It's like 8 inches longer.
Maybach.
Why do they not take the A out if they want it to be pronounced Maybach?
It's Deutsch. Maybach.
Oh, but then we remember our long ago Porsche conversation. Now you're going to say you should be able to say Maybach.
It wasn't a conversation. You were pronouncing Porsche incorrectly.
Okay, well, you're pronouncing
Maybach
wrong.
I will admit that, yes,
yeah,
I am.
Either one is fine. It's my bock. But anyways, this is not. This is just a regular old emerald green.
It's green, Ferriston.
That's green?
Emerald green, but only in direct sunlight.
It looks black. It looks black.
Yeah, it's green. Emerald green. My wife, because we picked it up last night about midnight, and this morning we went out, my wife's like, whoa, this is green. I'm like, yeah,
it is?
Green. Yeah.
I want to go look at it.
All right. Spike, we'll be back. The best part so far, I've only had less than 24 hours. The seats, unbelievable. The massage. It actually feels sumptuous. It actually feels like there's a real masseuse. There's a setting called Wave, and it's like, you know when you get a massage and they kind of go down your back, like hard. It does that. There's this other one. I haven't tried it yet, but I tried it with my wife, and she started freaking out. She's like, you're making a lot of promises with this car that you're not going to be able to keep. I go, what are you talking about? She's like, this is all on my ass. This is like so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
My wife loved the Maybach GL. S600?
Yeah, yeah.
She still talks about it, and I'd imagine. You're right, it's green. I saw it from the other side because there's sunlight. It's a beautiful car.
It should have a strangle mode.
It does have a strangle mode.
What does that mean?
It's like pre-safe. When you're about to crash, which
you
I
press a button
on the way
and
over here,
comes up like this and goes into your lap.
No, but it does... It
strangles your root.
No, but it does that pre-tension thing.
The root strangling.
It does that pre-tension thing where it yanks you against the seat and it drops the windows a quarter inch and all that. It's very cool.
These new Mercedes...
Let out the gas from the airbag, huh?
So you don't blow your eardrums out.
I do like these new Mercedes luxury cars. I'm enjoying them. This new crop. They're wonderful. Yeah.
They're
really neat cars.
They're sticking with the sedan, huh?
They are. Not only they have this and the Maybach and the EQS, the new all-electric one, which is sadly terribly ugly, but supposedly a very nice car.
Everybody keeps saying that. I thought it was quite attractive.
Oh, it looks like a fat, fucked-up two-tone Prius.
Have you seen it in person?
Not yet, but I've studied pictures like the Talmud, and let me tell you.
Did you study the Talmud, really?
I did, yeah, I did.
Yeah. I think it's kind of cool. But don't all-electric cars... I mean, I look at my Model Y, and I don't go, that's not an attractive car, but it's like an iPhone. I'm going to confess,
I saw the Mach-E on the road today, and I didn't think it looked... It looked okay.
Yeah, the Mach-E is good.
You know, cheapish in a way, but it was, you know, it looked good to me. Yeah. With the Mustang lights on the rear and the horse in the front.
Did I show you my Model Y, the accident I was almost in?
No.
I had it programmed like when you beep the horn, the little the camera turns on and starts recording, right? And sure enough, I came around a corner. You know, you're coming up my street, you come around the corner off Sunset there. Some guy was doing the U-turn, like the cat guy did to you, right? Ooh. Wasn't looking, boom, right in front of me. I jumped out of the way. But I beeped the horn before I did, and that kicked off the camera. And when I got to the house, I had the whole thing on video. I was able to press the button and replay the moment and look at it. How cool is that?
Can you post that on Nextdoor?
I could. I could. But it's, you know, once again, the more I drive that car, the Model Y, the more I really enjoy it. And it's the experience of the iPhone. You know how we love our iPhones, Ben? There's only one iPhone. These Tesla cars, there's only one Tesla. There's nothing else like it. It doesn't replace my love of any other car, but there's this new appreciation for this thing that does more than any other car so far that I've driven.
Lieberman,
can
anyone catch Tesla?
Sure.
Will they?
Yes, they will catch Tesla. But he had the first mover advantage. But his
software, like the app, is far better than anybody else's stuff, right?
Yeah, but that's easy to catch up. But I mean,
I don't think it is. I don't know. There's so many shortcuts there, and everything has been, you know, it's so quick and easy to use, and there's no stupidity.
Years ahead.
Years ahead, and it's fun.
But the real problem right now is that everyone else, Mercedes, are still making a bunch of gasoline engines. And so Tesla made a bet. They said, okay, we're gonna find a cheaper way to make cars, which is if you get rid of engines and transmissions, once the price of battery goes down to, like, whatever it is, $100 a kilowatt hour, it's going to be cheaper to make an electric car than a gas car. And now they don't have any legacy. They have no gasoline vehicles to ever worry about. So now it's cheaper to make a Tesla than it is to make any other car because, you know, it's an electric motor and a battery. That's it. So everyone else is trying to quickly pivot to that, but they were there first. And so the bet paid off.
It's not about the driving because, you know, the Taycan drives better
than a Model Y, for sure.
Well, than a Model Y. But, the, you know, the new Model S, the Plaid, actually
I went with Leno in his
well.
Car, and that thing is a rocket. It's the software that connects to it that you end up loving. Have you ever, you know, I use my Land Rover app. I don't know if there's a Mercedes app, but you have to lock the car, and it feels like it goes to Mars and comes back. And an hour later, the car locks. It's instantaneous with Tesla.
Right.
And instantaneous.
It's no hiccups.
Yeah. I have had no issues with it.
Have you checked out now? They have the predictive drive. It's in the Plaid, but it's like, okay, so every day you park your car in the same spot, and when you get in it, you put it in drive or reverse to go to work, right? So now what the car does is it makes a guess. You get in the car and it automatically engages either whatever, you know, what you normally do every day to leave your house.
Right.
If it's wrong, then you simply put it in the other one.
Right.
But it works because it's like most people park their car in the same spot every day.
Right.
And it's brilliant. It just eliminates a step.
I'll tell you what else. The summon command, which is in the app, I thought was just a parlor trick until I was up in my office working. And if you have seen my house on my Instagram feed, you'll know that I'm up above the garage and the driveway is way out front. And they were doing construction. The guy said, "Can you move the car? I don't want to hit it with this piece of wood." And before I went down the stairs, I went, "Wait a minute." I pressed summon. I backed the car out of the way from, I don't know, 40 yards away.
Yeah.
It just slowly inched back. It got out of the way. And then I was back to
work. A lot of cars do that. BMW's been doing that for a while. A lot of cars do that. But yeah, it is
not
a cool
as tech. Not as fast as this.
But it's very cool tech.
I use these BMW app. It's a disgrace compared to this Tesla app.
You can do it on the key from a BMW.
I would say this, and this is what I would say to you, Johnny. There's only one iPhone, and then you can tell me about all your other phones.
But only
there's
one only, scotch tape.
There's only one iPhone.
I'm not disagreeing with you
and
at all.
It works great, and I love my iPhone, and everybody else has an iPhone, so it's not that special. But boy, does it work better than the other phones.
No, Tesla.
Especially the
they have
phone.
The first mover advantage, and they're experimental, right?
Yeah.
It's great,
and they're fun.
And if you look at what's happening in Europe right now with climate change, have you seen what's going
the
on?
Flooding in
Germany.
It's insane.
Horrendous. It's over 100 degrees in Siberia. Siberia, which is supposed to be frozen, is burning. Germany's flooded. This is our last show. Mess.
I mean, it's 120 degrees in Canada. Yeah, we're kind of screwed up. We screwed up, guys.
And they're closing LA again. Starting tonight at midnight, we all have to wear masks again.
Thank you, really, the Poseidon fucking adventure.
And the whole world is the upside down ship.
Well, I think it's also, you know, anecdotally, at least, I'm having trouble with words today. I'm tired. I'm hearing people who are vaccinated are getting getting positives, even though they're not getting sick.
Particularly those with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Really?
I heard that, and again, anecdotal, this is not science. I'm just saying that...
It is science.
Particularly what's
suck him in
his beard.
But here's the problem, though, right? They're getting sick with the variants. If everybody would have got the fucking vaccine in the first place, there would have been no variants.
Right.
That's true.
Speaking
of variants, look what I'm driving.
Yeah.
See that bright green... What do they call it? Verde
Guccione. No, Verde Mantis.
Verde Mantis.
Guccione.
Look at this crash.
Verde Bob Guccione.
Wait. They almost crashed right into it.
Crash into it. Come on, lady.
What are you doing? As we're talking about it,
Zuckerman on the spot.
Yes.
Now she's going to crash into that person.
Go lay down in the parking
lot. Oh, and almost into that car.
Whoa.
Wow, look at
and
the side.
And dents all over.
Yeah, and dents all over. No doubt.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. What happens here in Malibu is people get high on the beach and then they come off the beach and just crash.
Years ago, Ferriston and I were sitting here one morning. It must have been 8 a.m. There was one car parked in the whole parking lot. One car driving in the whole parking lot, and the lady came along and smashed into the parked car, the only parked car in the whole parking lot.
Yes.
Which ended up in hugs. Two ladies hugging it out.
Oh, it was so sweet. Yeah. Anyway, this, we've already reviewed the Ureter, the Lamborghini Ureter. I absolutely love this truck, and let me just tell you some simple things about it. Yes, I would buy it in a second, and I would use it. With Zuckerman, you are right.
Zuckerman's dying of
farting
and
coughing at the same time.
This is the same SUV you had, right?
Exact same one I took to hypercar. Yeah,
yeah. It's fantastic. It's
so good.
Really fantastic.
So good.
A lot has been said about it. I'm not going to say anything other than yeah, I would get it. It's and I wrote about this on Instagram. Someone accused me of being you. Weirdly, that I don't know if you wrote the same thing, but it's the Urus is having its moment right now. It's having a moment. I know a lot of dads who have got one. You see them all over the West Side. Everybody loves their Lamborghini. They were they suddenly became hard to get because of the microchip shortage, but people just bought them. It's doubled Lamborghini's business, right?
Yeah. Single-handedly, more than doubled.
More than doubled?
Yeah.
It's such a win. It's just stupidly expensive. This one is spec'd out to $300,000
What's interesting is that new Porsche Turbo GT.
Yeah.
That's almost the same. It's the same motor. So this one's 641 horsepower. Yeah. The Porsche 631. So it's the same motor. It's probably the exact same output, but they say.
Can I tell you, though? I would take. People have been asking me that. I would take the Lamborghini.
I haven't driven the Porsche, but the Lambo.
It's just how you use an SUV. You don't really have to drive it on the track. You can. I'm just saying this feels special. For an SUV, it just feels special. And the Cayenne, it's not going to feel special, the Cayenne GT. It's cool, but it's not like their cars. I love their cars, and yeah. I'm sure the Cayenne's great, but it's not like this.
I just think it's going to be identical to this. That's what I'm saying. Because, like, you know, the Cayenne Turbo is great.
It won't look like that, and the interior will not look like
that. No. It'll be the Porsche looking. But I'm just saying the driving experience, which is what I love about the Urus is the way it drives. It's shockingly good to drive. Mm-hmm. You know, even as good as the normal Cayenne Turbo is, this is just better. And this is lighter.
And it feels lighter, yeah.
It is lighter. It's 100 pounds lighter.
But it's the engineered lightness. Yep. It's really lovely.
And it's on 23s, and it handles that well, which is shocking to me.
Yeah. Look at that low profile.
I know. It's good looking.
It's slammed. It's such a win.
Yep.
I didn't know I needed one.
Yep. But I definitely do. Get rid of that Defender.
You know, I like the Defender, too. You know, and I'm sure you guys get asked this a lot. Why aren't you buying? You can't just buy everything that comes through. This is not the way it works, guys. But yeah, I would. I would get this instead of the Defender.
Yeah, that's.
But I got the Defender. I would get the Model Y instead of the Defender right now. But look, what do you do? I love my Defender, and I also love this thing. Let's talk about cars and coffee here in Malibu, because that's its own little thing. Tomorrow, you guys haven't been out here for a few Sundays, right?
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while.
All right.
How's it going?
They will not be happy until there are no cars on the Pacific Coast Highway on a Sunday. Again, this is anecdotally from Bill of the Malibu Kitchen, but he's saying that the Malibu City Council will be shutting down this lot every Sunday until 11 a.m. because, in their opinion, the car people are responsible for all of the accidents on Sundays.
So not true.
Now, two Sundays ago, I was driving. I had a 911, and there were two other Porsches behind me. And a middle-aged couple in a Volkswagen got pulled over for speeding in front of us. And the motorcycle cop looked at us and them and just went, "I can't believe this. You guys are going the speed limit, and these idiots are going 80 miles an hour. We're not causing accidents at this stupid car show. We're not doing anything. And we've got a bunch of Karens in the Malibu City Council creating a bunch of hysteria, and it's continuing on. And the only upshot of this is these businesses here, these brick and mortar businesses at the Malibu Country Mart that need business are missing out on Sunday morning business. And then you know what happens at 11? You know, Leno will text me in a minute, and then we'll find out, okay, they're not open until 11. We'll meet Leno at 11, and everybody shows up at 11.
They need to permit the car shows that they used to have at the Bluffs and at Trancas for Sunday morning at 6, and then they can have those people.
They are doing them again, Zuckerman, but they're keeping all of the car people out. But look, the long and the short of it is the Malibu Car Show, which is what it's called. It's not a real show. It's got no formal head. Every Sunday, people are showing up anyway.
It's called a Sunday drive.
We go for a Sunday drive. We hit the canyons. They also have the snake closed still. You know, that's still closed.
The biggest problem, in my opinion, having lived here, are tourists.
Tourists. Absolutely.
Tourists in rental cars that don't have coverage, that are making U-turns, parallel parking, driving all crazy.
Yeah, or driving 40 miles an hour, 30 in the left lane.
It's the U-turn. It's funny because we had a long-term Corvette, our first one, and a Prius taxi cab made a U-turn on PCH at Sunset.
Cut it out.
I didn't
so
blow that to you on purpose.
With the cigar Come on. Smoke. My eyes are burning.
Our listeners
my
like
lungs
cigars.
Are scorched. It's disgusting.
I was thinking about starting a GoFundMe to get some signs together that we would put up in the middle of the night that say, slow traffic, stay to the right. Every half mile, there would be a sign that they could read that says...
Left lane for passing only.
Yes, and slow traffic, stay to the right. Because I think that would eliminate a lot of accidents. Because the right lane continues to be this high-speed passing lane, and it is not safe. It's just not safe. Would you guys be up for that? Would you help me do it?
You do
it. Sounds like a lot of work.
I'm sure someone out there would do it for us if we raise the money.
Yeah, okay, I'll help.
But don't you think
money.
We need that?
I don't think it's going to change anything. No,
I think it does. I mean, whenever you're, if you ever drive up to Mammoth or you drive to Tahoe and you see those signs in the canyons, sometimes Angeles Crest, you see the slow traffic pull over. It does. It helps. I mean, right now, I'm high beaming it the whole way, and I have no problem letting people know, look, you should...
You have no problem.
I used to
right on your ass with my high beams.
No, I don't get on their ass, but anymore. I definitely flick the high beams. I feel like they're the ones breaking the law, and I have a right to pass them if I wish, especially if they're driving below the speed limit.
It is frustrating.
It's frustrating.
Perennial
yeah.
problem, yeah. I mean, it's just so weird. Like, it's just people come here and park their cars. The cars are parked. There's no problem. And then they walk around and look at cars. It's the most, like, innocuous form of public gathering. You know,
so City of Malibu, that's what you should be focused on. Trying to make this historically deadly road, the Pacific Coast Highway, or Pacific Coast Highway, whatever you prefer, make it safe. Stop messing with us and stop taking out your aggression. We're not doing it. We're all skilled drivers. Except for the Lamborghini guys, which I am one right now.
Their problem is they just put it in neutral and rev. That has to end.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can have segments. This Sunday will be Dodge guys are not allowed on PCH. The next Sunday, the Lambo guys. The next Sunday, the Ferrari guys.
Well, I don't think this is the next door crowd here. Oh, shit. Look at this guy.
Yeah, man.
Full-size sprinter just tried to run over Paul's car.
Yeah. Oh, don't back up. Oh.
Burning Man hippie.
Oh boy.
Lots of fast hand movement on the steering wheel. Now she's cursing. Yep.
Yeah,
cursing mama.
Oh, boy. Winnebago.
Yeah. Bam. Let's let it happen. Oh, boy. Please, God, please crash. Please crash. It's a Winnebago.
It's not a Sprinter.
Yeah, it's a Winnebago.
Sprinter on the bottom, yeah.
Wow.
She parked. Good job.
It's always fun out here. It's pretty busy, though, for a Saturday night. Look at this place.
It sure is.
Usually it's nice and quiet.
It's a beautiful night out here.
It is.
It's so much cooler here than the rest of this town.
It is.
It's crazy.
We never had a cool season. No May gray, no June gloom. We're just on fire. The world is fucked.
There you go. The world is fucked. We're going to leave you with that thought. We're all fucked. But you know what? Spike's Car Radio and its team... Johnny Lieberman and Paul Zuckerman and Jerry Seinfeld and Matt Farah. We delivered a show every week. And if things close down again, we will keep delivering shows to you. That is our promise.
That's right.
And you know that I love to break promises, but we'll try. We will try to do it because we love all of you. I'm going to keep doing these cigar smokes on maybe once every couple of weeks. Where the listeners get to come on the show and talk. I think they were a little nervous because I made the mistake of saying that just all we ask is that you be interesting. And I think that scared some folks off.
That's tricky.
But
that's a lot to ask.
Call up and ask questions and look for those Instagram lives. I announce them Thursdays if I'm going to do them. And other than that, we'll see you every Wednesday here on Spike's Car Radio. Anything else, gentlemen, that you'd like to say?
I got nothing.
Got nothing, Zuckerman?
Good night, Ferrison.
Good night. What are you doing tonight, Zuckerman?
I'm going to get some dinner. I'm going to try to flush my eyes and my lungs out.
I'm going to have another cigar, I've decided. One more.
Why don't you and I do a little live right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to do a little live?
Yeah, we still got some cigar left. Let's go.
Okay.
Good night.
We'll do that.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.